Tales from the Cryosphere.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special Tales from the Cryosphere. It's very special because tonight is a very special holiday. Some might say the best ever. And
some people might say it's the best day of the year.
I would say so. And what better movie to watch on that day but the movie of the same name, Halloween. Yes, time to watch the classic 1978 John Carpenter movie. But first of all, intros. Obviously, I am Jake the Snake, and alongside, as always,
with your co-host, the Scotters.
What? What'd you just call yourself?
What? I don't know. I'm trying something different.
All right. And joining us today, the man from 1,000 Podcasts, NFW Terror Troop, the one, the only, Wild Man Willis.
Hey, yo, I'm about to watch the real Friday the 13th. Halloween, not that bullshit-ass Rob Zombie's bullshit that he call a damn movie.
Let's try to see if we can cut down on the Rob Zombie talk tonight. Let's just talk about the classic one.
Yeah, I think this starts the annual Halloween watch for us.
Yes, yes, yes. So, we got this movie ready at 000. So get your DVDs, Blu-rays, illegal copies. We won't judge. Get them ready, and we shall begin. In 3, 2, 1, go! I said go, you motherfucker. yes, the classic theme music.
Yeah, I had to set that as my ringtone today. Of course, nobody called me, so I couldn't hear it.
God, such a simple film when you think about it, and so much about this whole movie is pretty damn simple. But that's just what makes it so great.
With the budget that, you know, I had, you wouldn't expect it to do, like, fucking, I don't know, movies like nowadays.
Right.
Trying to think of an example of something real expensive, but
yeah, such a simple opening too, right here, and it's just so damn effective either way.
It tells you exactly what the movie is without you even seeing the title.
Just a slow burn.
I can always remember my mom telling me tales about this movie. This came out her freshman year of college, and she went to see it with her college friend at the time, and when they said they were coming back, they were seeing Michael Myers everywhere, freaking the hell out.
That'd be awesome to have it, you know, happen nowadays.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch, you said it was Myers.
That's fucked up. We didn't even get a damn Halloween-type movie the weekend before Halloween. That's some bullshit.
Oh, you're not counting Madea?
That came out a week before last.
Yeah.
We ain't get shit. That's a shame and damn disgrace.
Yeah. Makes you wonder. I mean, they stopped doing Saw movies a long time ago, even though they're supposed to make another one really soon. And they ended the Paranormal Activity series last year. I think we'd be getting a new Halloween franchise.
See, Marvel messed up. They should have had Doctor Strange came out this weekend instead of, I mean, last weekend instead of this weekend coming up.
I would assume they were probably meaning for Ouija to be the new one, but I don't think the new one did that good. Which is kind of disappointing because it was actually pretty damn good.
That's what everybody been saying. It was an halfway decent movie.
I don't plan on seeing it.
Well, Scott, let me tell you, man, I hated the first movie. And in the middle of this movie, I was like, fuck, am I actually enjoying this movie right now?
What the fuck? The first movie was a piece of shit. Walk through a dark ass house. You got to be crazy.
And man, I would love to be able to watch this movie for the first time ever, not knowing whose POV we are seeing right now.
Well, it's kind of ruined, you know,
yeah.
Later on. Like, if they never said that, you know, and they didn't, you know, say his name at all throughout the movie, I think it would have been way more effective.
Yeah, but we hear the person's name, we don't know who said person's supposed to be.
But nowadays, we know exactly who it is.
Oh, yeah. And here comes the Minuteman. I mean, geez.
He went up there, he put it in place, and he left.
That's the new meaning of the word quickie.
I'm just thinking she took off her clothes. He's like, oh, okay, I'm done.
He was looking like dude from American Pie.
Yeah, exactly. Oops, said person better be careful these days. You shouldn't be walking around dressed up like that these days.
I know, right? You'd get lit the hell up. He don't even care that he's looking at his sister's titties.
Well, look at those things. I mean, goddamn.
I just want to squeeze them a little.
Them joints don't even look like a kid's hand.
I guess they're supposed to be like Deborah Hill's hands, apparently.
Man, my TV is backlogged up because since I wasn't home yesterday, I was watching the pay-per-view. I gotta watch The Walking Dead. I gotta watch damn American Horror Story over. I gotta watch all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't see what the big deal is about that American Horror Story. I watched like 2 episodes of it and I was really bored.
it's halfway decent this season. The way they got it set up.
I kind of like how nonchalant Michael's mom is.
None of them look like they don't know what the hell going on. They shouldn't have stayed on the shot as long as they did.
Like, huh, you don't see that every day.
Oh my god, my kid's holding a bloody knife. What did he do? Let's just stare at him. What, 20 seconds? That's a smart idea.
And here comes the man himself.
The man, the myth, the legend, the one and only.
Hey man, talk about being born for a role.
I know, right?
Talk about Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man.
This role almost went to, like, I want to say Christopher Lee.
Yeah, he turned it down.
And then at the premiere, he told John Carpenter, "That's the biggest mistake of my life." Even as good as Christopher Lee was, I just can't see anyone but Pleasance playing this role.
Well, he's the heart of the franchise more than Michael Myers.
Right. I mean, I think the series just goes downhill after he goes.
Yeah. Proof of fact, just like some people have to be there to carry the franchise. Like, nobody can be Freddy Krueger but Robert Englund. Anybody could be Jason, anybody could be Michael, but nobody could be Freddy Krueger, and nobody could be Pinhead.
Yep.
Well, I think a lot of people would probably say you're wrong on the Jason thing. I think only people want, you know, Kane Hodder to play him.
Yeah, but what's his name from the remake? He actually did pretty good.
Derek Mayers, yeah. He's more scary looking as Michael Myers than Kane Hodder, because
Jason!
Hodder's Jason always looked all big and puffy and fat to me. He was the fat Jason. And he was in the shittiest of the Friday movies. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, they say he's the best Jason, but he was in the worst of the movies. How does that work?
I don't know. Some movies, people look at them through nostalgia glasses, and a couple of those movies are.
Yeah, I don't care what anyone says. Part 7 always holds a special place in my heart.
As does Part 8 for me.
I went to the movies to see Jason Takes Manhattan. I was fussing and cussing through the whole movie. I said, this is some stupid shit. I seen it when that joint first came out. Because it came out the same summer as Batman. 89.
Knock off the gas, bitch. More gas you waste, the stronger, the longer it takes me to get the fucking head feel. Anybody gonna say anything about the wrench?
Nah. Wrench never bothered me.
Do you think it's purposely there, or do you think it's...
I don't know, that's something I've always wondered.
I never figured out how come Donald Pleasant, like, he never said it in this whole movie. How the fuck is he driving?
Who trapped Michael Myers out of the drive?
Look at him! Look at him! He's driving! I gotta go shoot him 6 times.
Yeah, but Willis, as we said in the part 6 commentary, the director's cut commentary, I guess anyone could drive in this Halloween universe.
Yeah, I mean, look at the roads. There's nobody on them.
He didn't have enough What happened if he didn't have enough gas? He just couldn't pull up to no gas station to get no gas.
He ain't got no money. I guess he could kill the guy if he was giving him any shit.
Yeah, that's my best guess. I mean, this is Michael Myers we're talking about here.
Yeah, but this is young Michael before he's getting all his kills under his belt.
So, important question, guys. 1978, Jamie Lee Curtis. Hot or not?
She looked better when she got older, I think. Because she looked kind of roughish in the face when she was younger. I don't think she grew into her face until she got older.
Yeah, I don't know. I think part two, she was hotter than she is in this one.
Yeah, I do. It's
in Trading Places when she start looking good.
Yeah, I don't know. I was watching The Fog last weekend. I thought she was looking pretty good in that one. I mean, she was so good looking that Tom Atkins didn't even bother asking her her name after, till after they got laid. Well, of course, that's just Tom Atkins in general.
Of course. Why? God, I hate those kids. Ask me why one more time, and you'll meet the back of my hand. That's all there is to it.
Or just channel Samuel L. Jackson. Say why again. Say why one more goddamn time. I dare you, motherfucker.
Look how tiny the house is right now.
And how much it, and how much it expands in the sequels. Comes a fucking mansion in part five.
And didn't one of them had damn tunnels and shit under that joint?
Yep, that's the Busta Rhymes one.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
I turned my neck the wrong way and it hurts.
I got a funny Halloween story. Probably 10 years ago when I was out like at a party. You know, my parents, they were, you know, big into parties back then. And, you know, there's this place where near where we lived, and it was like all haunted attractions and shit like that. And, you know, you can go trick-or-treating around there and, you know, get the shit scared out of you. I remember there was a guy walking around basically like Michael Myers and pretending to stab you. He had like a fake knife, but he actually did attack you. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But it also traumatized me at the same time. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
One of my best Halloween stories is senior year of high school. Me and friends, we were just going out in ghost face mask. Not just ghost face mask, but the what's up ghost face mask from Scary Movie. And then I have another friend, he's just wearing a creepy little mask, and then he's got the little fake glow-in-the-dark knife. We'd hide in the bushes. And then my friend would just jump out at people yelling, I am Dr. Orgasmo!
None of them look like fucking high school students at all.
That's what I like about them high school girls, man.
Oh my God, he's gone.
Speaking of Jamie Lee, I've noticed recently she's starting to look like her mother.
Yeah.
As women usually do.
Yeah, but It's almost like a splitting image right now.
I know one thing for sure. I'll be glad when Halloween is over, because I'm sick of seeing women dressed up as fucking Harley Quinn. That shit is played out already.
Strangely enough, I mean, I didn't go out everywhere this weekend, but I only saw one Harley Quinn this weekend, and it was the old school Harley Quinn.
What, the Jester?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't see any, which was shocking.
I just see a whole bunch of people posting on social media that they've been dressed up as damn Harley Quinn.
That kid just shit his pants.
You see a man in a mask and he stops you. What else are you going to do?
I know, right?
Anyhow, this weekend I didn't see, you know, what was supposed to be the Halloween costumes everyone thought we were going to see. Didn't see a bunch of Harley Quinns, no Donald Trumps or Hillary Clintons, Harambees.
I saw a T-Rex.
I didn't see, you know, Stranger Things as well.
I dressed up as Superboy from Young Justice yesterday.
I was the dude from the Big Lebowski, but everyone thought I was Jesus.
I thought you was Mick Foley there for a second until I noticed that was the blonde hair, not the brown hair.
You know, it's funny. The kid doesn't even bother to look to the left. You know, this car is following me for, like, you know, 500 feet. What the fuck? Can I help you, sir? Yeah, just gonna breathe at me, yeah?
Yeah, look at that. 73 miles. Michael would have to stop for gas at some point.
Yep.
Especially since he never stops driving it once he reaches Haddonfield.
Maybe he stops multiple times.
Maybe he siphons gas.
Maybe.
He siphoned gas from this red truck right here. And of course, Illinois has mountains, as we all know.
I know, and palm trees.
You completely missed the dead guy, Loomis. What are you doing?
Some say he's still there.
He'd probably be a bunch of skeleton bones by now.
Yeah.
Them bones.
Probably discovered by a bunch of young kids saying, hey, want to see a dead body?
Go on a long adventure. Meet an old crazy guy.
Totally, PJ Souls.
Totally.
Totally awesome, dude. She still got that goddamn hat to this day, too.
Yeah. This came out the same year my parents graduated high school, and judging from the yearbook photos, yep, these were totally the fashions.
Oh, yeah. Today, they got fucking nothing on, basically.
Shit. Well, I have a play for that.
Hey, look, it's the car again.
Here comes Creeper Michael. What I love about this Blu-ray is you can totally see him now in the car.
I'm watching a DVD copy because I'm watching it on the computer. One of the many, 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 many different versions of this goddamn movie that's out. I ain't never seen a movie that gets so many different versions out. It's ridiculous.
Hey, jerk, speed kills.
This should get more versions out than fucking Star Wars.
Let's see, how many have I owned? I don't think I've owned that much, actually.
I got two here. One I'm supposed to be giving away in one of my wild packs, and the other one I got the Blu-ray, the one that came in the little booklet.
I wanted to get that one.
Yeah, damn it, that's another thing I was hoping to get a chance to watch this Halloween season. The other sequels. I mean, I would stop at some point, but...
Well, when we did all the reviews for all the Halloweens on NFW, I said, I don't need to watch these movies no more, no time soon.
Yeah, I like 2, and I like 4 and 5. I mean, even though it's not completely part of the story, I don't care. I like Halloween 3.
Man, I done got pissed off already.
Well, you go in, you're thinking, you know, it's not Halloween 3. You just call it Season of the Witch. You know?
Somebody made a great meme of that recently. It was, they were showing the title card saying, Halloween 3, a completely original idea. And then Halloween 4 title card saying, Halloween 4, okay, we brought Michael back. You happy?
I hope they ain't gonna try to put this motherfucker back in a damn title scene again, this son of a bitch.
And there we just saw John Carpenter's cigarette smoke.
I know, right? That's ridiculous.
No, crazy. Guy's been smoking for like about 40 years. He's still going strong. Oh, I just know some people watching on our porch from the background.
The things we notice when there's a crystal clear picture.
Is that a bow in her hair?
That's a flower. Though.
That's a leaf from the trees. From the summer trees, obviously.
Didn't they say that they had to pick up the leaves every time they finished the scene?
Oh yeah,
because they had to keep them.
That shit was funny. Amazing. All the trees are fucking green.
Yeah, low budget movie. You do what you can. And look, it's rained in that short amount of time. Man, it's such a great movie, you don't care about all these kind of shit. Now here comes my favorite shot of this movie. 70s, no bras at all.
I remember when kids used to actually trick or treat on the street. They don't do that shit no more.
It's funny, they're out so early.
Yeah, the sun's still up.
It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
There's still a little hair right there on the screen. Anyone else saw that?
No.
The Disappearing Act. I seen that shit.
Yeah, Michael's got Jason's teleportation powers, obviously.
They both went to the same school of being ninjas.
I guess. Oh, wow, Chicago's ahead 3-0 late in the first quarter. Yeah, keeping track of that game.
Nope.
Well, I said I am.
And when did football start doing ties in their damn games now? This is like the second week in a row somebody had a tie game.
Right.
I was shocked that there wasn't another 3 overtime games on Sunday.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Oakland game was pretty damn close.
Yeah, I think there were 3 overtime games. One was a tie. One team scored like at the end of the quarter, and
damn Redskins tied, and everybody in the damn town having a fit.
And,
damn it, man, you should have had that touchdown.
And just while we're on the subject, quick update, I have given Craig his first loss of the season.
You have done what I cannot, sir. But I did kick Stan's ass.
I am truly the Eli Manning to Craig's Tom Brady. And Balsack is beating Nudie too. So the number one and number two guy in our league are going down this week. Ha ha!
Am I still on number third spot?
You're number 5, but you'll probably go up since you're beating Stan.
Well, when you get screwed by your guys, you know, 2 weeks in a row. But I picked up, like, Giovanni Bernard this week.
I picked up the one running back from Kansas City. What's his name? And, of course, he gets hurt early in the game. God damn it.
Oh, Jamal?
No, Spencer Ware. And I'm looking at the free agency list, and oh man, it's slim pickings.
Your Riddick should be still in there.
Yeah.
I dropped him, and then fucking, what do you know, he goes and gets, what, I think 2 touchdowns yesterday?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I dropped him because it said, you know, his ankle was bothering him for a couple weeks.
I always love this scene right here. Love this story. I just like to see kind of like a short movie based on this guy's story. Just showing how crazy Haddonfield really is. God damn kids! And this should show you how much super strength Michael really has if he's able to carry that frickin' gravestone.
Well, it was probably cardboard or something, so I don't think it's gonna be that heavy. Because, you know, that's the only thing that can beat him. A cardboard box!
Dun, 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 dun. And good choice of music right here. Yeah, I think I'm going to put that before the show. The Blue Oyster Cult. It's such a simple shot right there. Just a regular conversation. There's Michael in the background.
Trying weed for the first time, it's not a good thing to do. Oh my god, it's my dad. I have to stop.
What's always crazy about this scene right here, too, is obviously this store's broken into recently, considering the alarm's going, but we see Michael's already got the mask. Obviously, he had to have some of the tools to get that frickin' gravestone.
He shouts too. Dr. Loomis, stay looking at the road there. Maybe if we tell him to do it, he'll actually look. We'll get a different movie.
Yeah, he just turns around, he whips out his gun and shoots him 6 times right there.
Turn around, Lewis! Turn around! No, you let him by, you bastard!
It seems like every time he turned around, Michael Myers just go out of nowhere. It's like, I missed him by that much.
What would make that scene so much better is if we saw Michael flipping him off as he went by. You can't see me, bitch. You can't see me.
There's some pretty ass shots in this movie.
Oh, yes.
All the happenings of a good HD camera.
Man, whose handprints were all over that windshield?
No, right? Who's handling that jolly thing cloud disk this much?
Maybe Paul was giving it to Annie on the car?
Maybe.
She's singing, "Oh, Paul," the whole time.
Oh, Paul. And he's found him again.
Pretty close, too. Like, did that not notice that shit?
You're supposed to be 3 car lengths behind you, dumbass. And look, it instantly goes to nighttime.
Right. Haddonfield must be a pretty big city. Like, so much of this movie could be so different if people were more observant.
Yeah.
The neighbors, you know, getting all ready for bed and shit. So nice and quiet. Nothing should go wrong tonight.
If only that was true.
Time to park my car right here. Let's go do a little recon.
He not only knows how to drive, but he knows all the good driving etiquettes, too.
I know, right?
How dare he beat etiquette?
I mean, he uses his turn signal and all.
Well, he doesn't want to get caught.
I mean, man, I had to be yelled at by my dad a few times until I knew all the shit about driving. Number of goddammits and fucks when my dad's teaching me how to drive.
I didn't even last one day with my dad trying to teach me how to drive because he has no fucking patience whatsoever. So I said, fuck it. I just catch the goddamn bus for the rest of my life. You still don't have to pay for no fucking gas and no damn insurance and no damn... Every time the car get fucked up.
All right, guys, hold on. I'll be back on that. I got a call coming.
All right. What's that? He got hungry. Man's gotta eat. Will, is he still there?
Yep.
Okay, it just went very quiet.
Oh, my bad. I got
distracted. I mean, not only that, but I guess Scott muted it and there's no background noise anymore, so. It had me worried there for a bit.
I bet. Yeah. Eating 8 rats and all kind of stuff to keep himself alive.
Oh, Scott's gonna miss the best part of the movie.
Yep.
I'm gonna shoot you 6 times! Oh, never mind.
He almost had a damn heart attack. The devil's eyes.
The devil's eyes.
Evil. Pure evil.
Yep, sorry for going for into pod listen mode there, people, but god damn it, do I love that monologue.
I know, that joint is just so awesome.
Oh, I just get the chills every time I hear it.
Alright, by accident I pressed the pause button instead of the mute button on my computer, so where are we at?
About 40 minutes. You just missed the monologue, man.
That's alright, I already watched the movie today, so...
Alright.
It's not like I'm missing much. And I'm at 40, so.
I made up fake names for the comic book so they wouldn't get damn sued.
Anyone ever read that comic strip, Foxtrot? The name they bring up there just remind me of the kind of names the young boy in that comic would be reading. Like Radon Man, Leech Man, shit like that.
Sound like a bunch of He-Man characters.
Yep.
Woof. That is a good-looking dog. What the fuck? Alright, well, I'm getting another call, so... I'll be back in a minute.
Don't hit pause this time.
I know, right?
I'm gonna laugh if he did. Nancy Loomis. No relation to Dr. Loomis, of course.
I know, right?
Or Billy. Ooh, such an awesome shot. People just think he's just a trick-or-treater just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2016, people would be like, get the gun, ma!
better yet, we'll be looking at, wouldn't even be paying attention to what's going on outside, because they'd be too busy looking at it, that goddamn phone.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. And Michael and Jason and them would have a field day now, chasing after people. It'd be easy as shit for them, because all they gotta do is wait until they start checking their Facebook status.
Right.
I can see them now. Somebody stalking me. Hold on, I gotta post that on my Facebook to let people know.
Oh my god, killer behind me, gotta take a selfie. Yeah, just dump a little bit of popcorn on me. Let's just take my whole outfit off.
Don't kill the dog, Michael.
Yep, something we learned in this whole franchise. He does not like dogs.
Yeah. Must not have had a puppy when he was a child.
On Halloween 5, we learn he does like kitties. Since he leaves them alone.
He done put the damn dog in a sleeper hole. RKO out of nowhere! I couldn't let that pass. The thing from another world.
And 4 years later, Carpenter would remake this.
Make it better than the original movie. Original movie was nothing but James Arness in a funky-looking alien suit.
I've never really seen the original.
It's okay, but it's a typical 50s sci-fi movie. He walked just like a big old Frankenstein. And all you hear is doors opening and closing through that whole movie.
Oh man, Scott, we gotta do that sometime.
Yeah, we'll get there.
What, the original thing or the Carpenter thing?
Oh, the Carpenter, obviously. Yeah, we can leave the prequel, sequel, remake alone.
It's a prequel. No, you know what you call that? It's like the prelude. They should have
known. You know what the kid looks like? A young Seth Green.
You sure do. But he turns out to grow up to be Ant-Man.
Well, isn't Nudie supposed to be on vacation?
I don't know what he's supposed to be on.
He just texted me saying you out.
He's probably just being nosy.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? I kind of invaded your life.
Mm-hmm.
almost a little bit too late for him to be texting about that anyway.
There must be a lot of butter on that popcorn. Cause it's like, I mean, why would she want to have to go fucking wash her clothes?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. They ruined a good pair of sweatpants by setting a bag of popcorn down on them once, and man, that stain will not go out.
Annie, are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
I can't believe I've never thought about that. What a clumsy ass girl.
I got stuck in the window yet, you know, I can easily wedge myself out of it.
And it's such a flattering pose, too. Lindsay's probably thinking, what smells like fish in here? Gosh, and look at that oven. Man, everything about this whole movie says 70s.
I know, right? Especially them old-ass fucking phones. Is that joint a dial-up or a damn rotary?
I don't know. Weren't they all rotaries in the 70s?
No, they had a dial-up, too.
Okay. Yeah, you're the oldest one here. Well, so you'd probably remember most of that better than any of us.
Craziness, craziness, craziness. Little kids running around. It's time to get some candy.
I'm scared.
Better
turn
yet.
Turn light on, bitch.
What's even worse, thinking you're going to get some candy and all you get is a rock.
I got rocks.
What would you rather get, a rock or toothpaste?
The rock.
Yeah, at least you could throw the rock at them.
Yeah, damn right.
Or you can be like the guys from Tales of Halloween and make the toothbrush a shiv.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Too bad you don't get to see Bram Tramer, baby girl.
Yep.
Oh, fancy.
Next time you see him, he'll be in the grave. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Oh, look at Bob Tom. Yeah, because it's going to take an hour. He's going to be a one and done guy.
Hello.
Hey, what's that we hear?
What's up, guys?
Oh, do we have a late addition to the show?
Yeah, my Halloween ended early, so. What's up?
Yep. Welcome to the show, everyone. Nudie.
Hello, everybody. Happy Halloween. All right. I got, I sent you a message where I'm paused at. Yep. All
right. And I'm watching the little ticker. So,
what's going on, fellas?
Sitting here shaking my head watching this classic movie.
I watched it this afternoon, so I watch it again. It's a great movie.
You're not the other one.
I watched 1, 2, and 4 today.
Huh? What's all this fog? Huh. There we go. 53 minutes in this movie, our first kill. Well, I mean, our first kill since Judith.
Judith, yeah, but it's a lot of creepy stalking for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we did good. We had about 70 or so kids tonight. We gave out little fruit gummy things and those peanut butter cracker packages. And all the kids love those peanut butter crackers.
Nice.
Not a good death face, though.
It's the big old face.
Nudie, go.
All right. Wonderful.
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, yeah, that is him, huh?
Yeah.
Is that Forbidden Planet?
Yeah, I believe so. Way before Naked Gun.
Robbie the Robot.
Way before Airplane as well.
I think I have that joint on DVD in the house somewhere.
Way before Prom Night as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years later, he'd be playing probably Jamie Lee's dad.
Howard the Duck comic book.
Talk about not being able to sue him. Tarantula Man.
He's not a boogeyman!
Is this an Unholy Mofos joint?
Indeed.
Where's your other co-host? Is he gone?
Yeah. He's sick.
Someone in a wind tunnel?
Oh, my fan's on.
Okay.
I'll turn it down.
That's fine.
Oh, you have to have a fan on. It must be nice and warm where you at, because it's getting cold up here.
it's 70 nice degrees out, I think, right now.
Oh, shit. It's supposed to be 75 degrees tomorrow.
73.
It's going to be 78 up here tomorrow, and then the weather going to go back down again.
Up in here.
Hey, it snowed for me like a few days ago, so.
Damn. It's
gonna be 85 tomorrow.
Revel in the glory, you son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, here comes another one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, it's a good scene.
This was funny as shit.
Hey, Lonnie,
get your ass away from there.
He got a big old grin on his face.
He's so he proud almost... of him.
Yeah. Till he poops his depends. You all right? Can you really hit a fan that bad?
Not now.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
All right, good. Scott, are you in pod listen mode again?
Well, I just got some bad news, so I'm kind of just trying to stop again.
Yeah, you know, after the show. Yeah. So is Myra's house still up? Does anyone know?
I think it is.
I'm not sure. It might. I'm sure it is.
I think I saw recent photos of people posing in front of it.
Well, if you can't get to the one out in the West Coast, you can always go down to the Myra's house and see. Somebody made the whole house over in North Carolina. And they just had their Halloween pass over the weekend. They had a big screen. They showed the strangers. And they actually had the star of the strangers signing autographs there Saturday night. They showed that in the Blair Witch. Ugh. Project, that is the original one, not the bullshit one.
Yeah, maybe it's just a little nitpicky complaint of mine, but why you just Blair Witch? Why they just drop Project from the title? Why not Blair Witch 3 or something? They just took the Fast and Furious route, you know.
Just well, it was basically the same goddamn movie, for real.
You know, see, Bob just left his van door open.
Oh, it is the 70s. They don't lock doors in the 70s.
They ain't give a rootin' tootin'.
And, of course, Pedo Bob talking about ripping Lindsay's clothes off.
I know, right? That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. You creepy motherfucker.
And out of the corner comes Chris Hansen.
Take a seat. Take a seat right over here. Sit down right over here. That's cool.
So did you guys make it through 31 horror movies in October?
Yeah, mostly. Hey, I was talking with the guys before the show. I didn't get to much of a chance to watch as much horror movies as I was hoping this year. And considering I was jobless for most of the months, that's really disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a struggle, but I made it through 31. I had to watch multiple ones on my days off, but I made it.
I'm glad you tried, because I ain't even attempt to do that shit.
And it was mostly new ones, too. I mean, some old ones, but mostly new stuff, so... That worked out.
I started out strong, but I slowly, you know, went down. I couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
Before I knew it, a week was up, and I'm like, fuck, I'm way behind.
I mean, considering two of the days I was traveling to Chicago and back, that probably didn't help.
Chicago.
Yeah, damn Bears game.
To go watch them lose.
Yep. To the fucking Jaguars.
Yeah. The only win the Jaguars have got, I think.
No, they think they beat the Colts. Oh, but Chicago's up ahead 13-0 on the Vikings now.
Wow.
God.
It's close to halftime.
After that Vikings loss, it's gonna, you know, just destroy their, you know, motivation going into these next games.
Yeah. And since you have Minnesota's defense, that's probably bad news for you, Nudie.
Yeah, I don't, I'm already lost in that league anyway. Ball sack's ahead of me by 30 points, so.
Yeah. And I beat Craig. Ha ha!
Yeah, somebody finally did. I was hoping he wouldn't go undefeated. Especially since I almost beat him when I played him.
I almost beat him, too.
Yeah. And he's talking smack at him like, yeah, no bad, no undefeated season for you. He's like, yeah, but I'm still not 4-4.
Yeah, it sucks. Sometimes you're like so damn close and you're like, damn it. You know, one more point or two more points, you would have just enough to beat him. Because we were really close, I think, when we played each other. It was a close game. And I don't know, man. It's so, like my other league, I started out 5-0 and I lost 2 weeks in a row. It's just, it's whatever your players do, you can't, you know, you got to play the best players you have, and it's all a luck of the draw.
They have a fucking pumpkin in the room with them.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, better be,
I like this, though.
Better be crazy with all that moving around. Gonna start a house fire.
All they need to do now is kick the pumpkin.
God, Lindsay's parents are going to be so pissed off when they come home. There's dead teenagers, empty beer cans, and semen all over the place. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, poke an eye out with those nipples. Close your eyes, Willis.
PJ, look at PJ. Showing off all her titty. Whoop, whoop.
He's all just right. Like the guy from the beginning, one and done.
Yeah, I think he lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah, he wasn't a 30-second chump.
I think 30 seconds is a little too generous for that guy.
Walked upstairs and walked downstairs. Thank you, see you tomorrow.
I mean, goddamn, even I last longer than that guy.
Wow. First rule of a horror movie, don't say I'll be right back.
I'll be right back, dumbass.
Jake just let out some trade secrets there, ladies and gentlemen. He lasts longer than the first guy in Halloween. Girls, and he's single.
And coincidentally enough, here comes the scene where Randy does explain the rules.
They had a True Hollywood Story of this on today, so I caught a little bit of it, and this guy was on there talking about his kill, and they had like a 2x4 under his arms to lift him up when Michael lifted him up.
And if he would have missed a spot, he would have actually had stabbed him. Because they used a real knife.
Mm-hmm. He's talked about his feet being how expressive his feet were in his death. I'm like, okay. Whatever you say, buddy. It is a cool kill, though.
Yeah. It doesn't need no blood or nothing. It's just, all it needs is just this and him tilting like, what the hell I just did.
Oh, I just love that. It's just so simple yet so effective.
Yep. It's like the two best shots in the movie, this scene and then when he sits up like the Undertaker. It's like the two best shots in the movie. And now with the Blu-ray, you can actually see it a lot clearer when he sits up.
Yeah.
It used to be so dark, you couldn't really see it.
Oh, look, here comes the obligatory tit shot.
She talked about that on the True Hollywood thing, too. She was like, we shot the scene, and John Carpenter didn't want to talk about it after. And then they cut to Carpenter and say something.
That's...
She looks like a grandma now, for real. The last time I seen a picture of her.
Yeah, she does.
I know we all gotta get old sometimes, shit.
I know. My birthday's next Tuesday.
How old are you gonna be? About 46?
47.
Damn.
Yeah.
You almost...
Damn, you're not that far behind me. You're only a year or two behind me, sucker.
How old are you? I just turned 40, shit, in February. Goddamn, the year's almost over.
Thought you were like 45.
Hell no, I ain't no goddamn 45. Don't curse me like that, motherfucker.
I feel so young.
You are.
The youth is keeping us all alive.
And I'm just in the middle here.
Yeah, Jake's in the middle of middle age.
And Scott brought up how little to no blood there is in this movie. I swear, I think if this movie were made today, it probably would be PG-13 without the titties.
Yeah. And maybe even with the boobs, if they didn't show them as much, like the first shot when they were having sex.
That's the bad thing about watching it on TV. You don't get the tit shots. And that's like, what am I watching this for? It's crazy they don't sell the fucking Halloween 1 masks in the stores. They carry number 2, but they won't carry number 1. What the fuck?
Well, at least the number 2 mask is better than all these shitty masks they sell.
Yeah.
Masks that almost make the one from part 4 look good.
Yeah.
Can we not bring that up?
When I watched that today, I posted, the good thing they had one mask in stock. What would he have done? He would have had to wear, like, a Ronald Reagan mask or some shit.
Wrong president, Scott.
I get them mixed up sometimes.
And here, again, is how observant Dr. Loomis is. This whole time, about 2 or 3 hours, and this one spot turns around, I'm like, oh shit, that's been behind me the whole time. So much of this movie could be changed if people just turn around.
It just shows how much the cops pay attention to shit.
Turn around, Dr. Loomis. What the fuck? You let him drive right past you.
More than once.
You could have seen the reflection of the store window.
No, he's not a cop, so he can get away with it. All those cops in part 5. We found your dog, ma'am.
You're lucky we're lousy cops.
They just as bad as the damn cops from last house from the left.
Listen up, they just found Principal Henry's body in the football field. Yeah, you can tell I've watched Scream 100 times. I can remember what scene they're watching. Yeah, something else we gotta do someday. On both our shows, of course.
Yeah, we haven't done any of that yet, right? No. Which is shocking.
It's amazing just how dark a movie actually is.
You know why the movie's so dark? Keep you from seeing John Carpenter smoking in the damn bushes while filming the damn movie.
Oh man, me and my friend were driving back from a party on Saturday night, and he just looked to our left at one point, and there was just one spot. It was just fucking dark as hell looking. Probably like no street lamps there or anything, but it was just like so scary dark looking. It's like, man, you go down that path, you are never seen again.
There's a place like that out here where I live. It's probably like 40 feet from my house.
And if you saw my Facebook post from yesterday, taking a walk outside and street lamps kept going out as I was walking past them. It's like, oh shit, I know where this is heading.
I like Nudie's comment. I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask.
I mean, one street lamp, you know, that's one thing, but two or three, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's now time to turn around and get the fuck inside.
But did you have your dude costume on?
No. Only wore that on Saturday.
What'd you make your beard out of?
Oh, I just bought some stuff from a Halloween store. And man, that stuff kind of sucked because the mustache stayed on the whole night, but the beard would not stay on at all.
It just looked like it was, it didn't even look like a beard. It looked like just like a cloth or something that you cut up.
Yeah.
Through the picture. Was it hairy, actually, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, me and my friend were stopping at Wendy's, and I even took that thing off, but still found a little black hair in my Frosty. Like, god damn it. At least I hope it was from my beard.
Sir, I found a black hair in my Frosty. You need to make it up by giving me another one. No, I have two.
But man, everyone kept thinking I was Jesus.
Jesus.
I kept saying, Jesus is the guy I bowl against, man.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah, man, as we were talking about with The Shining a few weeks ago, just shows how good a score is to a movie. I mean, I think everyone's heard the story. I probably told it 100 times on this podcast. But John Carpenter showed this movie to people without the music, and they were like, "Yeah, this is kind of boring." And it goes in and adds the music, and everyone's like, "Holy shit."
But biddy boppity boo, that was the magic touch. It's scary times in the house. Where are the children? That's a heavy ass thing to be dragging around. Michael Myers is just strong for no reason.
Behind, yeah, maybe it's fucking maybe it's not concrete.
Behind you, Jamie. Look out.
The classic stinger.
They're having themselves a ball and set up all the bodies. Let the bodies hit the floor.
He had that set up perfectly.
Yeah, he's a mastermind when it comes to that, isn't he?
If I put this here, then...
She will bounce into it here. And then she'll go over here. And all of a sudden, a light just show up on my face.
I'm trying to figure out why she ain't died. I just watched The Omen today, and the wife fell from the same height of falling off some steps as Jamie Lee Curtis, and she got up just like that. Wife died in The damn Omen.
Well, no, I mean, she was, like, paralyzed and transported to the hospital first.
That's my favorite scene in the whole movie. The fucking mask coming out of the darkness. Fucking awesome.
I ain't noticed he had put the damn brake up there so she can open up the window.
He thinks of everything.
He's a genius. He could be a millionaire if only he wasn't a serial killer.
I bet, Michael.
He would make money alone just teaching serial killers how to drive. Imagine Jason driving stuff. That would be hilarious.
He punches a hole through a wall or through a door like it's nothing.
That's amazing. Yeah, this part of the movie is not believable because anybody in a neighborhood like that would help each other, you know.
Yeah, this isn't Willis's neighborhood, that's for sure.
No, right?
Exactly. Just all the people would be running out of their houses right now to help her.
Or black guy in trouble. We get the fuck out of here.
Like, they don't even call the cops.
I've been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
Son of a bitch. What is going on out here? Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, Emily just posted pictures of their Halloween. Looks like Tyler's oldest went out with Slappy.
Yeah.
I invited them.
He's taking his time opening up the damn door.
It's funny, for a movie that everybody loves so much, nobody wanted to come out and watch it.
He's around here somewhere. I don't know. I'm so scared. And I don't bother to get a weapon at all. Oh, now she does.
Yo, bitch, the window's open. Close it. Goddamn. Gotta be more observant.
I like how you get poked in the neck and you just fall out.
It was a nice touch, though, when she, like, got into the house and she noticed that the stuff was open. You could hear him breathing, but you couldn't see him anywhere. Just some little cool little touches in here.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody talks about that scene where you can see Carpenter's smoke, but it's not that prolific that you can really, really see it.
On the Blu-ray, you can with the clearness.
Yeah, you can if you're looking for it, but if you're not really looking for it, it's not really that noticeable.
See, I didn't know anything about it until tonight. And
did you guys know that right after that shot, as they walk down the pathway, you can see two movie guys in the background?
Oh, yeah. We
pointed that out earlier.
Yeah.
I never even noticed that before at all, and I've seen this movie like 1,000 times. And then when I was watching that True Hollywood Studios, they mentioned it. So when I watched it later, I kept an eye out for it.
Yeah.
And you see two guys just pop up.
I just noticed that for the first time tonight, actually.
Yeah, I never saw that before, so.
Yeah, it's one of those movies you notice something new each time. Yeah, somebody got TP'd.
So remind me after the show, talk to you about something.
All right.
so I don't forget.
Is he beef on me, Buckle? Of course, she does.
TP. I guess I don't have to use leaves or pine cones anymore.
Yeah, of course, she does the classic move of dropping the murder weapon.
Yeah, they always think the killer is dead.
And then he come right now.
He ain't dead, bitch.
Yeah.
You can't kill the boogeyman. He just pops the fuck up. I like how he has his own version of the Jaws music.
No, Jamie, you gotta put cardboard boxes in front of it.
That's his only weakness. I love that Tyler brought that up on the episode.
Just, I like this shot too. It's a good scene.
Yeah, classic shot.
Before I saw this movie, I saw this scene originally on Siskel and Ebert, and they did the Women in Peril thing they did way back when they were talking about all these movies being misogynistic and all that shit. And this scene like scared the shit out of me when I seen it on Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, in fact,
I was a kid, you know, I was little then, I wasn't a teenager or nothing. I was probably like 5 or 6 at the time, you know.
Yeah, in fact, this is my cover photo on Facebook.
I remember when they showed this shit on regular TV on Channel 4, on NBC, they made a big deal out of showing this joint.
Ow, my eye.
They were saying that they had scenes that they ain't have in the movie theater.
Yeah. He got stabbed in the eye, but as long as there's no pus coming out, I'm fine.
And I think the funniest thing about the scene is that she had the time to, you know, straighten out that fucking hanger.
Yeah.
Right.
Why you gotta pick on the blind guy, man? Look at the next one. She shoots him right in the eyes. Why you gotta pick on him? All he's trying to do is kill you.
His eyes have amazing regenerating powers, too.
He's got that adjacent regeneration.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. The fucking guy's been stabbed in the eye, shot in the eyes, cummed in the eyes.
Man, everything. He's been blown up, too, but if you look closely in Halloween 5, he just looks pretty normal. And poor Dr. Loomis is all burnt up.
Yeah, part 4, he's a little bit burnt up. But in part 5, yeah, he goes back to normal with the shitty mask. Yeah, I was going to repurpose my Count Chocula costume this year, but the pants wouldn't fit, so I went back. Went back to anger. That damn red costume paint they give you doesn't come off very easily. Scrub my face like 5 times and I still can see redness in my face.
Yeah, I haven't done a makeup costume forever, ever since I was Chucky years ago.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that was back when I had hair and I tried washing that out as best as I could. End of the week, I'm going to get a haircut. The people ask, do you dye your hair? Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's it takes like 3 or 4 days before it fully gets off your skin. It says on the tube, it says, may take a couple washes before you get clean. They don't tell you that it's going to stain your clothes and stain everything it touches.
Michael unmasked.
Yeah, see, at least they did fix his eye there to make it look like he
poked the eye. Ballsack's pissed off. He took his mask off, damn it! 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 times!
Yep. So, you
know, got it 6 times!
When they reshoot this for part 2, the grass is all full. You can actually see him falling from a different angle, like he's walking off a ledge. It's kind of weird. But you would think they would have noticed the 7 shots, you know, in the second one.
Yeah.
Strange. Like, they just showed him there's, like, no grass barely on that ground. And then in part 2, there's grass. The whole thing is grass. So you can tell they reshot the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why. They can just start off at this point like Friday the 13th part 2 did. You know, with the dream sequence and all that crap. They didn't have to, like, reshoot anything. It's kind of funny because it's all grass and you're like, wait a minute.
Son of a bitch. He's gone.
He disappeared into the darkness just like he came in the darkness.
Darkness.
Phrasey. I guess no one else watches Archer.
Nope.
No. But I heard it's the guy from Bob's Burgers.
He also plays a guest session attendant on Family Guy.
Yeah, and I saw in a recent episode, he's like, hey, you guys like impressions? Here's Bob from Bob's Burgers. Now here's Archer.
Yeah, that was funny. That was pretty funny.
Such a good ending, too. He could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Your house.
Yep, but they had to make some more sequels.
They had to make fucking 5 sequels.
Oh, well. You do what you can. So, that was Halloween. Everyone knows me as Scott's thought, so... Let's go with the man who was on the show first, Willis. What do you think of this film?
It's a classic. It's the bomb. It should have never been remade, ever. They should have just kept with the sequels and everything else. You didn't need no damn backstory that he was some white trash bullshit.
We're not doing that movie, Willis.
Well, I'm proud of you, Willis. It took us to the end credits till we talked about the remake again, so...
This movie is just perfection. Smoke in the bushes and all. It's still a 10.
All right. Nudie.
Yeah, it's a great movie, of course. Like, hey, this is my second time watching it today. So, yeah, it's a great movie. I give it a 9.
Okay.
It's not a perfect 10 in my eyes. You know, nothing's really a perfect 10 to me, except for Jaws, maybe. But even that's not perfect. Even that's not perfect. So a 9.
Yeah, well, yeah, I disagree. This is a perfect movie, in my opinion. And I just cannot point out a bad thing about this movie, even the frickin' behind-the-scenes mistakes. I don't give a shit. Movie's so well made, you can look past all that shit. Love this movie. Love this movie to death. It's such a shame I can only watch it once a year. I mean, I guess technically I don't have to, but...
Yeah, I was like, what?
But it only fits this night perfectly. But, yeah, whatever. So... That's the show, people. Time to give out contact info. Willis?
Nasty Will DC is my Twitter page. You can check me on the No Fucking Way Commentaries, the Terror Troop Podcast, and my YouTube page, Wild Man Willis Reviews.
All right. New day.
As Willis said, NFW Podcast, also on Twitter, NFW_podcast, and Nudie28 on Facebook. And on Twitter, and check us out on Horrorphilia.
Yep. Well, I am also on NFW, my first podcast. Sorry, Scott, that actually came first, but... And also Jake the Snake 54 on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm not going to fill that out. But, UnholyMofo1 on Twitter.
And we got the Facebook page. And if you want to leave some thoughts on anything we ever did, Stan, where the fuck are you, bro? UnholyMofo@gmail.com. Guess I saw that him and Craig are watching a bunch of movies tonight.
Yeah, maybe he'll actually fucking send feedback in after he's done.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? So, that's the whole show, people.
Yeah, we kind of delayed doing Shaun of the Dead and Fido this week due to technical issues.
Oh, yeah. So you got one more week to send in some feedback.
So, not that they're gonna.
Yeah. So, have a happy Halloween, folks. Do not get shot 6 times!
And don't get no razor blade apples, okay, children?
Peace out.
Later, fuckers.